When you're looking for a new computer or need help with one you already own, call 231-8000 and Madison Computer Works will get things up and running for you. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Welcome to another podcast at SliceOffice.com, brought to you by the United Steelworkers and also brought to you by great local sponsors like Madison Computer Works, AMS, S&R Remodeling, St. Vincent de Paul, and the Axley Law Firm. Joining us now, Doug Likeness. He is with the United Food and Commercial Workers, just retired from Kraft. What's it, Local 538, right?
Yep,
Local okay.
538.
All right, so Doug, tell me a little bit about what is transpiring as they close Oscar Mayer down after over 100 years.
Well, if I back up a little bit to when we received the notice of the plant closing, that had been in November of 2015. We started doing some bargaining for closing the plant with the Kraft Heinz executives, and at that time they told us that they were going to actually take away health insurance for some of the members that were going to be retiring with the plant closing.
They'd already been messing with the retirees' health care.
That's right. We already have a lawsuit going for the post-65 retirees. And then during negotiations of closing, they informed us that they didn't think the language was clear enough for them to provide health benefits for a group of our retirees. Okay, so in the past, we've always had language for department closings and plant closings. And the language is identical. And in the past, when we did close a department, an employee was eligible to receive health care if he was 50 years of age and 20 years of service. The company says, well, this isn't the same as a department closing. This is a plant closing. We don't have a precedent for it. So we're not going to provide that to about 68 of our members. We filed a grievance, took it to arbitration, and unfortunately lost that due to the language not being clear enough in our contract anymore. Basically, what had happened is, back in the 80s, the company and the union agreed to put a lot of our language into SPDs, summary plan descriptions, health plans that describe how the benefits of the plans work. The company writes those up, issues them out every few years, and just slowly started removing language out of there that Local 538 didn't catch.
They didn't care that these people work there 30 years or whatever, right?
No, the company did not care. I think it was more of the Heinz executives and lawyers that decided that they didn't care about that anymore, no.
All right, before we go any further, I don't want to bury the lead here, because coming up on Thursday at 1 p.m., what's going to be going on out in front of the Oscar Mayer plant?
Well, I'm calling for our membership and our retirees and any community persons that feel that we have a good cause to come out and assemble in front of the Oscar Mayer plant. From this Thursday on the 25th, from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock, we would just like to have a little show of people force in front of the plant to let them know that we're still here and that we expect them to bargain with Local 538 until they leave town. Right now, we're not getting very good responses out of the company. They're ignoring us in a lot of issues, grievance issues and pension issues, and I think that they are reneging on some contract issues that we have, and it's really getting frustrating trying to deal with them. So we want to show them that we still have some power.
What's left in the plant? How many people are left working there?
I believe we're at about 110 people right now. The end of June, we're scheduled to stop all production. And so then we'll have a small crew there in July just to close the plant up. And then I guess there's an accepted offer that the plant's been sold and it's going to be taken over August 1st. I guess waiting on city okay on that and everything. But Reich Brothers Holdings are going to purchase the plant is what we're being told. And the purpose for them to buy it is to repurpose the plant and then sell it to another manufacturer, I guess.
Well, it would be nice to see some manufacturing jobs go in there. You know, this is all so unnecessary. As I've been following this and talking about this, for Warren Buffett and these global financiers that came in and put this Kraft Heinz deal together, it really kind of frustrates me that the Justice Department didn't take a look at that and say that there might be some problems there. Right?
Right.
Conflict of interest problems, right?
Right.
And they didn't. You know, at what point is enough money enough money? How does this serve the purpose of the consumer?
It's not consumer-driven, in my opinion. It's stockholder, shareholder-driven. And that's the only purpose that I can see out of this, something like this going on.
And this is a company that started in Chicago but came to Madison over 100 years ago.
Right.
And at one time, how many people worked there?
I've got reports of up to 4,000 people working there. You know, my grandfather worked there, my stepdad worked there and retired there. So I'm third generation, a lot of folks.
Did you grow up on the east side of Madison?
Since I've been 18, I grew up in Oregon, Wisconsin.
Okay. So, and you know, that's a good point. It didn't just serve the east side of Madison. People from all over Dane County and surrounding counties worked at that plant.
Absolutely. They're driving from Dodgeville and all over the place.
It's when the local ownership went away that things started to turn, right?
Right.
Is that right? Yeah. First Philip Morris, then Kraft, right?
Correct, right.
And that's really when they started to mess with people.
Right.
Wages have been stagnant, right?
Wages have not gone up significantly, no. But, you know, we've maintained our benefits. We've maintained our pensions and our health insurance through all this. So there's some good benefits that we still have for our members there.
You retired just recently?
End of April, yep.
And you got your 30 years in.
And I have 30 years, and I'm 50 years old, so that's big numbers in our
contract.
So
you were just a kid when you walked into that plant.
I was right out of high school.
What'd you do there?
I've been powerhouse employee for about 26 of those years. Fire protection, boilers, operating engineer, dealing with the ammonia systems.
Okay. You still going to work?
I still have to work, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the benefits... The benefits were the thing negotiated, even though the workers weren't getting wage increases. They've told the older workers what are they basically giving them vouchers as opposed to the full benefits that they were receiving?
They're opening an HRA account for them, health reimbursement account, and then they're forcing them to go on a private exchange with Towers Watson to purchase their supplemental insurance. It's their supplement to the Medicare B, and then a prescription plan. And so really the supplemental insurance hasn't been that big of a deal. It's pretty affordable to buy that. But what we're finding is a lot of our senior citizens, our post-65 retirees, can't purchase prescription plans that meet their needs. So I have a lot of post-65 retirees that are big time out of pocket every month paying for their prescriptions.
And when you're over 65, you really shouldn't have to be messing around with things. Your life should be pretty settled by that point.
That was their plan of the retirees. They had they was taken by surprise when this hit them. And you're right. They're on fixed budgets now. This is really, really a sad thing for them.
Are you going to see your pension?
I'm going to see my pension. My first check should be here in about 2 weeks.
They can't take that away.
That's a lot of federal protections on the pension.
Where, as people have been, since they announced the closing, how many people have been let go?
About 580, since we were about 700 when they announced the closing.
Okay. Have you heard the stories? What are they doing? Are they finding jobs?
Well, the way that we negotiated their release was that we negotiated that the senior may, junior must. So we were allowing the senior folks to get out earlier, and they were out looking for jobs, or some of them senior folks are going to be able to retire with the extra benefit of the closing. But the first groups, yes, they've been doing pretty well finding jobs. But I'm really concerned about this last group, because these are folks that don't have any pension, so they're not being supplemented. When they go out and look for a job, they don't have a pension checks coming in. They have to try to find a job that's going to, you know, make up the wages, the benefits. One of the scariest parts is trying to find a job that's going to give you some time off. You know, family time, vacation time is huge. And our seniority and vacation that we've had at Kraft has been really big for a lot of our members. And that's where the fear really is.
Office workers are gone?
Office workers have been gone for quite some time, yeah.
And they were offered jobs in Chicago or wherever they moved the corporate headquarters, right?
They were, but I don't think many of them went down there.
Interesting.
Yeah, but I do know that they did very well finding jobs for those. I know I've been working with Workforce Development Group, with Danica's group, and that office group was very successful in finding positions in the area.
And did any of the workers go to Iowa?
Some just are leaving this month to go to Iowa, yes.
And Iowa gave up the store, right?
To keep
that plant going?
They did. They gave them a bunch of money to build a new plant nearby the existing plant. And to lay off about half their workforce in the process.
Doug Likeness with us, SliceOffice.com, brought to you by the United Steelworkers.
Injury lawyers Mike Riley and John Walsh.
When you hire a lawyer to help you with your personal injury, you want to know that you'll have that lawyer's personal attention. With John and I, that's exactly what you'll get. With many firms, the lawyer that you see in the ad is not the lawyer who's going to be representing you in the case.
One of the differences with Mike and my practice is that when you hire us, you'll have us personally involved in your case.
Call injury lawyers Mike Riley and John Walsh at 257-5661 for the personal attention you deserve.
We're back with Doug Likeness. He is with the United Food and Commercial Workers. The closing of the Oscar Mayer plant coming up in the next month or so, about 100 people left. There's going to be a rally this Thursday, the 25th, 1 p.m., right off Aberg Avenue in front of the plant. Probably between the plant and the union, right?
Correct. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So, what have they? Give me some more details on how they're messing with the people that are left there.
Well, we have two chief stewards that work with me in Local 538 that we had an agreement that they would stay on until production is ended, and now the company has reneged on that and has released one of my chief stewards from me, which is very much needed.
Explain to people what a chief steward is.
Well, a chief steward is a walking steward that is available to go into the plant at any time, handle grievance issues, deal with supervisors. In this case right now, we're using them mainly for helping out the members that are leaving from the plant closing. Because if you have pensions that you need to sign up for, and in health insurance, retiree insurance, it's very complicated. And our chief stewards are very much on top of that. They help them out constantly, walk them through that whole process, where the company doesn't help them out in any way in that.
Hmm. Probably not a coincidence they've let the chief stewards go, right?
Yeah, it's not helpful right now. So that's been one of the pains. We have one of our senior employees that works in the payroll department, who has been just released out of seniority order. And that's got a lot of heartburn for me. He's a very good guy. He should still be in the plant. And the company is violating our contractual language and saying that they do not have to release him based on seniority anymore. They can release at will any way they want. And I completely disagree with that. We have a handful of grievances out there that the company is refusing to respond to. And so I have filed the ULP against the company over the chief steward.
And what is a ULP?
That's with the National Labor Board. It's a charge asking for some help because it's kind of a...
Unfair labor practice?
Yes, it's an unfair labor practice charge. And hopefully that they will listen to it and give us some type of determination on it rather than deferring it to another process.
Are you working with different people than the Kraft people now? Or is this Kraft Heinz... Are you working with a different group of people from out of town?
Well, I personally work with just the Kraft HR department, but I do know that the Heinz group is behind her and giving her a lot of instruction.
When you found out that they were closing the plant, what was your reaction?
I was very saddened by it. I was shocked. It was a hard day, very bad day there.
So you were shocked?
I was. If you talk to a lot of other members, they would probably tell you they weren't, but I was. We just got done with negotiations I think it was early 2014. The way they bargained, there was no writing on the wall that they was going to close the plant, this contract.
Was this after the merger?
This was after the merger, yeah. And so, at least I believe it was. I could be wrong on that. You might not want to quote me on that, because I don't remember any Heinz executives being at bargaining. But there was definitely no indication in their team that this plant was closing. So I think it was before the merger.
This company's been so much part of this community for so long. Really, the character of the community. I mean, the whether it be the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile or the retirees and the union being involved in so many civic things. A lot of people don't get that or understand that, do they?
No, they don't.
It isn't just the workers. It's a community that suffers.
It is.
Were you proud to work for Oscar Mayer?
Absolutely. It was a very good job. Not so proud of their actions right now, but I still appreciate the language that we have in our CBA, and I expect them to honor it, and I'm proud of the benefits that we're going to get.
Do you think that, obviously... We don't know what's going to come in that plant. But shouldn't there be some manufacturing in Madison?
Yes, there should. There should be a lot more.
We've lost a lot of manufacturing, and it isn't all because of NAFTA. I mean, we've been losing manufacturing since the 1960s in the Madison area. And, you know, for people that they don't want to go to college, but they can go earn a good living in a plant like that, get their 30 years in, and participate in the community and give back, that was a nice opportunity.
Absolutely.
And they sent their kids to college.
Yes.
Yeah. Right?
Right. My stepdad worked there his 30 years, and he provided us a very good living growing up.
You know, when I would travel, people would ask me where I'm from, and I'd say Madison, Wisconsin. They'd go, oh, Oscar Mayer, right?
Right.
It was literally synonymous with our community. It was one of those things where we were tied to it. And I don't really, I'll never forget one time the kids at Middleton High School, very misguided children, were chanting Oscar Mayer at the kids from East High School playing basketball. And I never quite understood why they thought they were insulting East High School by, you know, the kids playing basketball whose parents may have worked at Oscar Mayer. I never understood why that was an insult.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, yeah, it was a horrible story. Yeah, the kids from Middleton got punished for that. If you had to do it all over again, would you have done what you did and worked there?
Absolutely, yeah, it's... I'm going to start collecting pension next month. Actually, I'm collecting this month, and I have retiree health insurance.
Yeah, those of us in radio don't have pensions.
Yeah, not a lot of industry does. Manufacturing, union manufacturing jobs do, and I know it's getting to be less and less as we go, but that's because of the Republicans attacking with their right to work for less laws, and we need to unionize more. And I know that my international union is spending a lot of money and effort and organizing trying to rebuild the international union and try to get more members all the time.
Isn't it interesting, though, that after Scott Walker goes after public employees with Act 10, then does right to work, then goes after prevailing wage, then goes after project labor agreements. You kind of get the drift here,
yeah,
right?
I do.
And it was going to make Wisconsin more competitive and make companies more likely to stay. We've had factory after factory after factory after factory close in this state. It hasn't made a lick of difference.
No.
Other than the bottom line for workers.
Right. And you probably know that I was also president. Local 538 is also the union for Tyson Foods in Jefferson, Wisconsin, who just closed
there
last year. Pepperoni plant in Jefferson with 375 employees closed down just like that.
That was a case where that community really got behind those workers. But because these decisions are made in Arkansas and Chicago and in New York and everything, it's so hard to compete with that when you don't have local ownership, right?
Right.
You have to wonder whether if somebody comes in, whether, you know, it might be something locally owned, although it's just that's getting harder and harder and harder and harder and harder.
Right, it is.
The mayor said he didn't think that could be used as a manufacturing facility anymore. What's your position on that?
I think it certainly could be. I mean, I know that plant very, very well from being in the powerhouse,
right,
and fire protection. I know every inch
shape
of that. The plant is in great shape. The elevators, the infrastructure is in great shape. There is some downside to it, you know, a building that you build a production facility that goes straight up instead of sideways makes it a little more challenging for, you know, a lot of elevator usage, moving a lot of meat around, but the facility's in great shape. The power plant's in great shape. The corporate buildings are in great shape. The facility really is. But it does have its disadvantages because it's so large. You know, you really need to fill it up.
But the workforce here.
Workforce
is second to none.
Second to none, I agree. It's very, very good.
It's the same with the workforce that worked in Janesville at the GM plant. Second to none. They always had the highest ratings. Mm-hmm. It's because people here care.
That's right. As soon as the announcement of the plant closing was made, HR managers from all over the place, as far away as Minnesota and such, were calling looking for our workers.
Really?
Yes.
That's a pretty remarkable statement about the people that worked in that plant.
Yep. They get put to the top of the list in an HR file for new employment.
Are you going to be there the day that plant closes?
I'll be there. I'll be there after the plant closes. I'm still going to be union president through January, and then I plan on running another term to serve for Jones Dairy Farm in Fort Atkinson.
What will happen to that union facility on that
Right now, we have no plans of closing it. We have a lot of records in there. We're serving a lot of retirees. You know, as we mentioned earlier in this discussion, that our retirees have faced some setbacks with their insurance. So we're still serving them. And so I have no plans of closing our local yet. At some point, we may need to downsize it and maybe get closer to the Fort Atkinson plant, you know, the Jones Dairy Farm. But right now, I'm planning on working out of that for a bit yet.
Doug Likeness, United Food and Commercial Workers, Local 538. Once again, 1 p.m. This Thursday, asking everybody to come and show their support for the Oscar Mayer workers.
Thank you, Sly.
All right. Thank you, Doug. This is Sly. It's SlysOffice.com, brought to you by the United Steelworkers.
SlysOffice.com.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.
You know, we work hard every day. In mills and mines, hospitals and schools, in office buildings, pharmacies and shipyards, factories and forests, in squad cars, ambulances and taxicabs. We do all kinds of jobs in Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, and all across the United States and Canada. We build the things that build our country. We do things that keep our country going, support our families and our communities. We have the courage to stand up even when no one else does. We have the strength to fight for what's right, for our families and for yours. We're your friends, your neighbors, your sisters and brothers. We're more than 1 million members strong. We stand in solidarity with workers in every continent on the globe. We're the United Steelworkers Union, and every day we fight for you. Please join our fight. Visit usw.org or like us at facebook.com/steelworkers.